Sunday, just love that day. Relaxing today. We're about to take the kids over to my mother-in-law's, who is an incredible cook, and not the only reason we go around there, of course, but it's a big one. And I made a couple of posts this morning on buddhamag.net, and one was about an Xbox 360 game called Borderlands, and one was about Judge Dredd in general. And I think the reason I posted those two in quick succession, when I started NaNoWriMo this year, I did it in definitely comic book slot. And I used to read 2000 AD avidly when I was younger, like piles and piles of these things. And really excited when I bought the next new issue and read it cover to cover. And got me thinking about a few things about, you know, the fact that I love popular culture, the energy of it, the inventiveness of it. And it hit me that, you know, I love the highbrow and the lowbrow, but I'm especially interested in the interface between the two. And new media, digital media, social media, whatever the hell you want to call it, the scene that we're involved in, it hit me that that's why I love that. It's like comic book media in a way, not in terms of it being infantile and lurid, although there is that aspect to a lot of it. The sheer vivacious energy, the breaking down of hierarchies, the scant disregard for authority, the power of it, the speed of it, the fun, the fact that it inhabits a lot of low culture, like, you know, the kind of mass of the Facebook, Twitter, what have you. The mass of static on those platforms and the mass of kind of banality, but then picking out these nuggets of incredible power and networking potential and what have you, buried in it, like under the radar, like this kind of substrata of the platform, the back channels, the bones of it, which is kind of where I think I sit and a lot of my friends and contacts sit, the energizing place to be, the people who adopt early, the people who find different uses, hacking the media. And it's almost like if you think of, you know, pulp 50s science fiction books, that kind of thing, jazz and bebop in the 50s, that kind of, you know, pop culture elements, rave music, whatever. Social media, to me, feels like those cultural items, as opposed to kind of the mainstream media, the old school, the big newspapers, the power structures, the corporations, being kind of like the James Joyces or the Tolstoys or the big hitters, you know, the heavyweights, both experimenting in their way, but the new form, like punk, overturning everything. So that's why I posted about comics and video games. They're on my radar at the moment, and one thing we should be aware of is, A, we need to use this media to do the right thing, and keep an eye on the future. At the moment, I'm looking around and I'm making a purposeful, whilst we're adopting Twitter and whilst all these incredible applications are coming out around it, I hear the word too much now, and it is becoming the mainstream. It's attracting a lot of corporate attention, therefore attracting a lot of spam. The fact that search results from Google and Bing are going to be incorporating Twitter results means we're going to see kind of, you know, PPC hacks, and all this kind of strategy to get results to the top is going to flood Twitter with more shit. So I'm looking to backtrack in some ways, maybe to Identica and platforms that do that kind of thing, to build my own Laconica server, to keep my eyes on what's happening ahead of that curve, because otherwise we will become the mainstream and we'll be undercut. Always good to use fresh tools. That's what keeps me interested. Anyway, that might have been a bit garbled and confused. I know what I meant. I love pop culture. I think it has value. I think social media occupies a significant part of that cultural landscape. And I am happy and excited to be part of that revolution.